Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And for the next hour, we're going to be chatting about Kansas State University activities, things going on campus. We've got our guest via Zoom here today, Jeffrey Morris, who is the K-State Division of Marketing and Communications Vice President. Good morning.
Good morning, Bryn. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you and learn more about what's going on. Before we get going, because we got a long time here, how is Jeff doing and your family?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Most of the adults in my family have been vaccinated. I got my second vaccination last week, so things are doing good. We have some of our neighbors on our block that have had some experience with COVID lately, but all in all, things are looking up for people. People seem to be able to get out and get more stuff done these days, so things are looking good.
Yeah, it certainly looks a lot different from where we were 1 year ago today.
Yeah.
Man, things have come a long way. I got my first vaccine shot last week, too, and my wife's fully vaccinated, so we're on the up and up there, and nice to see everyone else getting those vaccines. And I know that's been kind of a theme here on campus as well, and no more students are getting vaccinated, and you have some offerings there on campus, right?
Yeah, we've so far this year we've given about 3,600 vaccines. We started a few weeks ago. We've given 2,677 initial doses, and we've given about 931 people have had their second dose. So that's I think we've had 3 or 4 days of vaccinations, and we can do up to like about 1,000 people a day. It's been very, very smooth running operation by Jim Parker and Cal Girl, the folks that run Lafine. They've kind of got all hands on deck, and they've really got it down. I think the average person was in and out of there the other day in like 26 minutes, including the 15-minute waiting time. So they've been doing it, and we're very hopeful. We work very closely with the county, with Julie Gibbs. We're hopeful that we're going to be able to continue to expand this now that they're opening up the categories. The first, we've been following the categories from the state with those with health needs or age requirements. And now once we open up, we're really hopeful that we can start to get more of the general student population and more of the just general campus population done in the next few weeks. We kind of have a deadline for some of the students, because if it's a 2-shot protocol, about the middle of April, we will be out of the school by the middle of May. So we have to look kind of project forward. So we're really hopeful that the next 2 or 3 weeks, we can sort of ramp up a little bit if we can get the vaccines and get as many people vaccinated as we can.
And I haven't heard a lot of people setting goals as far as getting people vaccinated. Do you have like a percentage wise that you'd like for students and staff to meet?
Ultimately our goal would be 100%. We know that's not realistic. And we have people that just can't get the vaccine for various reasons. But I think the numbers are showing that the closer we get to 80 or 90% as a population, the safer that everybody's going to be. So it seems like we're going to get to 50 or 60% pretty easily. And then we're going to have to do some work to reach out to people that maybe are a little bit hesitant or maybe haven't heard about it to kind of do that. So I think we'll get the easy stuff first, and the hardest part is going to probably be that last 10 or 15%.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But it is nice to see the progress that's being made here at the local level. I don't know what it's like the rest of the state, but I know here in our county and in the Manhattan area, it's been pretty nice to see. I think we got, last Friday in Riley County alone, I think there's more than 20,000 people vaccinated, which is pretty impressive in a county the size of 74,000.
Yeah, I think they said there's like 62,000 people eligible in the county if you take the children out. And I know our over 65 population is a really high percentage compared to the rest of the state, which is really good because, they're the ones that are at the most risk. And so I think the county's been really smart in how they've rolled this out and worked to do it. I know there's been, some frustrations from some people, but all in all, Riley County has really done a good job from our perspective.
We're speaking with Jeff Morris here from the Division of Communications and Marketing at K-State. And we'll take your phone calls here this hour as well, 785-537-1350, if you've got any questions about anything happening on campus. I did see this morning on K-State Today an announcement about some additional federal funding to be distributed to some targeted student populations on campus. And this is going to bring some welcome economic relief to a lot of students in need.
Yeah, it is. There's going to be more than 7,000 students that are going to get these grants. And it is a grant, so they don't have to pay it back. And one of the nice things about this is there's sort of an automatic qualification. We're able to go in and look and see who qualified under the criteria, and then go ahead and automatically distribute the grants to them. So they're getting notified by email that these grants are coming out. You know, we've seen a lot of financial difficulties with our students. You know, we've reported, you know, whether it's rent or food or paying for the educational costs. And this is really going to be a welcome thing for them. And also that I think the timing is really good because, you know, right about now is the time of the semester when students tend to start getting low on funds. You know, we're getting down to, we have, you know, four, five, six weeks left. And we've really got it. They've really got to start to see if they can make it to the end of the semester, because the one thing we really want is for anybody that can continue their education. We would sure hate for a financial reason to be the reason they can't continue. So we're grateful for the money that we've gotten from the federal government in this program. And we're really glad to be able to get it out during the semester.
And as I understand it, those payments will be pretty quick. I mean, they'll be in their accounts probably within the next week or so. Is that right?
Yeah, we have, you know, once we have the money and can release it, it goes pretty quickly, because a lot of that we can direct deposit and get it out to them.
Great. Well, that is awesome to hear. And that's kind of a continuation of something that was approved last year, if I remember right. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We had a lot of money last year, some of the Spark money that came out that we were able to distribute in the fall semester. So this is just going to be able to continue to do that through spring. So.
All right. And if anyone has any questions, contact the Office of Student Financial Assistance. They can probably help you out with that. You know, we're speaking with Jeff Morris here from K-State, and you know, a lot of stuff's happened in the past year. Of course, students have had to adjust to a lot of things, online schooling and a lot of classes virtually. I don't know how many people are going in person right now, at least on campus, but for the majority of the year, it's been a lot of virtual learning. How has that gone here from the teacher's perspective or the professor's perspective and from the students?
Well, if you look at our data, we have about probably, you know, probably 50% of our seats going into this semester were going to be online. And there's another 30% that are kind of a hybrid or blended, maybe 15%, you know, were all the time in place. So I think what's happened is we've seen similar patterns to what we saw last fall, which is, you know, sometimes you'll have a class, and I'm actually teaching a class this semester, and we're using all the modes. There are times when we have small groups that we mostly meet with Zoom, just because it's easier for the students. There's times when we meet in class, and we all do that. And there's times when I meet in class with part of the students, and I have the other part of the students on Zoom at the same time. So I think what we've learned a lot of times is the students have preferences too. I've had a few students say, you know, I'm really not comfortable being in a classroom setting with other people at this time, you know, until I can get vaccinated or I have other health concerns. And we say, fine, we'll accommodate you. And I have other students say, I really want to be in class for a presentation or to do this stuff. So I think what we're learning is this sort of mixed mode of delivering classes has some real benefits to it. I think that we still feel there's a strong preference for a lot of people to have in-person and face-to-face learning. Some students do really well in that environment. Some do really well in the online environment. So I think the one thing COVID's taught us is moving forward, we're going to have to be flexible and adaptive in how we deliver our coursework to our students. It's kind of a silver lining, but it kind of accelerated that process. And I think for the most part, the one thing that that I've heard students say is, you know, it's like the adults, you know, a lot of Zoom meetings in a day can make you tired. and it can't, there is a lot of fatigue out there. You just hear from people saying, yeah, I'm in my third or fourth Zoom thing in a row. So I think that's something that we have to be thinking about is the mental health and how we give people breaks and how we balance that. So we're really looking forward to the fall. This summer, we're going to stay in the hybrid and in-person learning mode, just like we're doing now, and with probably a lot of remote. Summer typically is a lot higher online anyway. based on past years. And then we're looking forward in the fall to hopefully being able to phase out, follow our phase out plan and be able to reopen it in person. And so we've structured our courses that way. We're looking forward to it. We're really hopeful that the trends we've seen continue. You know, there may be another surge this spring. We certainly hope we get people vaccinated before that happens. But we really are looking forward to some semblance of normal in the fall.
Very good. Yeah, I know a lot of people are as well, and that's good to hear the word phase out being used in our everyday language now instead of going the other direction. So glad to hear. Let's take a time out. We'll come back more with Jeff Morris from K-State here in just a moment. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.